Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States considers sanctions against North Korea. Speaking in Tokyo Sunday, the U.S. Special Representative on North Korean policy says the United States, as well as Japan and South Korea, may put their own sanctions on the North, in addition to what is placed on it by the United Nations.
Well, we continue to work together to urge China to implement existing Security Council resolution, especially Resolution 2270, and to work with us to make sure that North Korea's behavior and their deliberation changes in a more productive and positive direction.
World powers are considering new sanctions on the North following its fifth and largest nuclear test. Hours later, North Korea called efforts to add sanctions laughable and vowed to strengthen its nuclear program even further. Syrian media say the government of President Bashar al-Assad has accepted the ceasefire agreement brokered by its Russian ally and the United States. The Syrian news agency said a cessation of hostilities will begin in Aleppo for humanitarian reasons. Hours later, the Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah, which is fighting alongside Assad loyalists, said it also will honor the ceasefire. For the second time in less than a year, Croatia held an election to choose a new government. Exit polls predict a close outcome in Sunday's election between candidates of the conservative Croatian Democratic Union and the left-leaning Social Democrats and their People's Coalition. Some say the close election could result in a new parliament that would have difficulty governing. Analysts say none of the parties will win enough votes to rule alone. This is VOA News.